From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense on an American response to North Korea. The world, including Donald Trump, is pondering how to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test on Sunday. It's sixth and most powerful since 2006. VOA's White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports.
After briefing President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence at the White House, Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a strong message to North Korea about its provocative actions.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
President Trump, in a tweet, called Pyongyang's latest action hostile and dangerous. He said he's considering an economic boycott of any country doing business with North Korea, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's preparing a new round of sanctions. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea Monday morning. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Indonesia's foreign minister is in Myanmar to meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi to discuss the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. Nearly 400 people have died, most of them insurgents. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing agreement following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th vote. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. UN independent experts are calling for an international investigation into possible crimes against humanity committed since April of 2015 by supporters of the government in Burundi. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the findings of a report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Burundi.
The report documents serious violations of human rights in Burundi, including murder, rape, arbitrary arrests and detention, and forced disappearances, torture, and persecution. Commission of Inquiry President Fatsa Ugergus tells VOA these violations stretch back to April 2015, when the crisis erupted and are continuing today.
We have reasonable ground to believe that some crimes against humanity have been perpetrated in Burundi, and those crimes and the situation prevailing in Burundi.
The crisis erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Now, the government would not allow the commission to enter Burundi to conduct its investigation, so findings are based on interviews with more than 500 witnesses, including Burundian refugees and others still in Burundi, often at risk to their own lives. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that the city is open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane on August 25th and spent several days lingering around the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast as a tropical storm. Pat Lawrence in the southeast Texas town of Vidor is dealing with the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't hardly comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 44 deaths are reported from Harvey. German bomb experts successfully defused a massive World War II bomb in the financial capital of Frankfurt after nearly 65,000 people were evacuated to safety. Among the evacuees were more than 100 patients from two hospitals, including people in intensive care. Experts had warned that if the bomb exploded, it would be powerful enough to flatten the whole street. American astronaut Peggy Whitson has returned to Earth after spending 665 days in space, including 228, as part of the International Space Station, a record-breaking feat of endurance. The first Monday in September in the United States is Labor Day, a holiday honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. It became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized factory workers. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.